Director of Communications of the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, will be the chairman. Mr. Money, who is also the acting director of radio at GBC, said nominations of candidates for the elections to fill the positions of president, vice president, general secretary, organizing secretary, treasurer, and public relations public affairs officer at the national level would be opened in January next year. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
March 18th is the date for the election, but we hope to open nominations from January 14th to February 28th, and the election is scheduled for March 18th.
Will this be for both the national and regional executive elections?
Yes, the national and regional elections are scheduled to take place at the same time, because we believe that it's not only the leadership question which should be settled at the national level, the regional elections are so important.
Have you had people expressing interest already?
It is early days yet to pick signals or measure the level of enthusiasm as far as the elections are concerned. But let's see how it turns out. Maybe with the confluence of time, people will show interest. Everything will be done to ensure that ours does not end up in dispute, but ours will be as clean, as distant, as simple, and as transparent as possible. So that whoever with whoever knows will have no doubt but to accept the will of the 10 committees.
What positions are we talking about? Is it all the positions?
But all the positions are up for grabs, from the presidency to the vice presidency to the organizing secretary. Technically, our term ended last year, but we had to postpone the elections because it coincided with the national election. We didn't want the national election to overshadow our election. Most of our people too were deeply involved covering the national election, so we decided to postpone it and have it later next year.
Do you already have an election committee to...
We have a committee headed by Benedict Asoro of the Kali Secretariat. He's a man of both national and international repute. So his professional solidity, his sense of fairness and other attributes are not in doubt. We also have Betty Apopong, who is an old but experienced broadcaster from GN. We have Jehu Apia and Mrs. Marianne Che of CAP Governance Consult, who plays a dual role as the legal wing of the Ghana Journalist Association.
Rolanda Filmoni is the vice president of the GJA.